There's a commitment on the part of the Canadians, which was obviously negotiated in good faith, in which we will see expanded access in both Canada and Japan to some of our dairy products. Over the course of the next 10 years, between Canada and Japan, which are the two areas that we focused on, when you look at the entirety of products that are potentially available, there's going to be additional access, particularly in cheese, and in whole milk powder, and skim milk powder, in fluid milk, additional access. And the second point I would make is that this is also an opportunity for the U.S. to access the sort of the new product market. We're seeing obviously expanded activity in yogurt, and we will see additional expansion of yogurt sales in Canada as a result of this agreement. And I think it's a value-added proposition that the U.S. has always been good in, and as this agreement is going to spur more innovation in those types of products over the course of the next decade or so. And I would also point out that my memory is that when we entered into a free trade agreement with Australia, there was concern about the possibility of dairy basically not having much access to the Australian market. But because of the extraordinary work of dairy producers and dairy processors in this country, we actually did access that market in a very significant way, saw tremendous growth in that export market. And I expect because of the innovation, the efficiency, the quality, and productivity of what's being produced here, I think not only are we going to see additional access along the traditional lines I've mentioned, but also in these new products. Trade agreements are obviously negotiated, and it is important for folks to recognize that not any single party to a trade agreement gets everything they want, that it is give and take. And in the dairy industry in particular, to the extent that markets were opened a bit to New Zealand, then markets were also open to U.S. product in Canada and Japan. And the goal here was to try to, over the next 10 years or more, to make sure that there was not a disproportionate opening up of our market without a disproportionate opportunity to access markets that have been closed in the past. And I think the agreement, when you take a look at all of the different products that are involved and you take a look at the gains and losses within each product and you take a look at the innovation and new product opportunities that exist and you consider and factor into the equation the opportunity that Vietnam and Malaysia, albeit significantly smaller now than a Canada or Japan, but could potentially be assisting our dairy producers. On balance, I think we're going to be okay. Then when you look at the history of all of this, which is where in the past where folks thought dairy was not going to be particularly benefited by an agreement like the Australian Free Trade Agreement, our dairy producers stepped up, our dairy industry innovated, our dairy industry became more productive, they came up with new products, and I have no doubt that that's going to continue to be the trend and the direction of our industry. I believe we've got the best dairy producers in the world. I think we have some very innovative processors, and I think, for example, yogurt is an area that folks hadn't thought about too much in terms of opportunities, but I think it does create a significant opportunity in the future.